It's been a while since we've done one of these.
Yeah, it happens. We suck.
I wouldn't go that far.
I mean, we do. We're supposed to do this every week.
I mean, it's not our fault the town doesn't do shit in the winter.
Well, there's nothing around here to do. And you've been gone.
Yeah, well, Valentine's Day is pretty big for events.
Sure. I'll take your word for it. I don't do Valentine's Day. It's like Hallmark holiday where you just spend like $18 on a card.
You understand the concept, though.
Yeah, I like the day after where you get half off chocolate.
That's fair.
That's awesome. Other than that, I don't give a
Well, it's
shit you're supposed to do every day.
Yeah, I've also been in, you know, at the hospital a lot, but otherwise.
Yeah, how's he doing?
Well, hit or miss most days. Okay. He's going to be coming back home next week, though, so we'll be able to do this a little more regularly.
Good.
If you're not in the fucking woods.
Well, I mean, that's just always going to happen, so.
As long as you stay out during full moons, it's just fine.
Fine, like Mike Shinoda. I don't know. I've been listening to that here lately. Actually, I feel like you should be really ashamed of me right now. I know Zach would be for sure. Guess what I got in the mail the other day? Because I was just on a whim. I got a Dale Earnhardt Jr. shirt.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know why. I was just like, hell, you know, old school. It looked like an old shirt. And I was just like, hell yeah, that looks cool. I'll buy it. It's like $8. Sweet. I'll definitely buy it. And it was like $5 shipping. So yeah, I had to do it.
Who are you?
I don't know, man. I feel like I'm losing my edge.
You might be. This would be, if you buy a Dale Earnhardt Jr. shirt, you might be a redneck.
No. I do not listen to country music.
No, but you did like Jeff Gordon.
Damn. Yeah, I did. Turns out, like, he was a real dickhead, too, so. I felt really dumb.
Yeah. Well, have you talked to Charlie recently?
Nah, not really.
Ford talked him into expanding Dusty's.
Oh, really?
It's gonna have, like, a back porch kind of thing that's got, like, a screen around it with heat lamps when it's cold.
Is there gonna be whiskey involved?
I mean, probably, but they're building a stage so that instead of just being in the corner, people will be, like, on a stage, and you can, sit outside. Yeah!
Oh, hell yeah, this could be cool. I wonder what kind of music they're gonna get.
Well, they have somebody coming this weekend that I think you're gonna like.
Oh,
that
really?
I'll be telling you about later.
Okay, awesome. Sweet. I mean, unless you're being sarcastic, then I'm gonna be really upset.
No, I think you're gonna like it. I think Charlie's gonna be pissed as fuck. It'll be good.
Okay, then this will be good. Alright, I'm excited.
Rhett has been back in town a lot, apparently.
Cool.
Is it? I don't ever really know.
I mean, neither do I.
He seems like he's doing fine. You
like
know.
Mike
no. No, like, as he's in he showered that. And is eating.
Oh, what? That's rare.
I know.
What's he got going on? Is it in the rumor section today?
No, I just things I've noticed.
Oh God!
Also, Ruthie has pie for us when we're done with this.
Yes.
She said she wanted to talk to you about something from the last episode.
Okay.
I don't know which part from the last episode.
I mean, I really hope it's about pie.
I have a feeling the pie is because you haven't listened to the last episode and don't know what got recorded at the end.
Wait, what?
we'll just wait and see. It's fine. Okay. But we have to hurry with the pie and the episode. Because I have to meet Ford later today, so.
You have fun with that. I'm going to be stuffing
buckets. Oh, I will. I will have lots of fun with that. So, our bulletins are starting Saturday, March 7th. Main Street will be closed for the first Saturday market, which I guess they're going to do every month. No one has explained, but if that's what they're calling it, I think it's going
to
be every month.
I think they're trying to get people just to come out of their shell. That's what it sounds like.
Vendors welcome, bring your own table, $20 fee, free for shoppers, and there's food, music, and great products. It's going to be from 8 to 3
on Main Street. How much do you want to bet that Louisa is going to try to bar me from going? Or at least setting up a table?
I'm pretty sure Louisa is not allowed anywhere recently.
Oh, good. Awesome. So I could
set because up a spot. Because that church shit is still going on. Yeah. We are currently experiencing a war of the church bulletin signs, and it's quite amusing to me.
Yeah, imagine how I feel. I'm a subject of one of them most of the time, so.
Thinly veiled subject. The Tallulah Falls Clinic would like to remind everyone to wash their hands, cough into their sleeve, and come in at any signs of respiratory infection or flu.
Don't that be a dumbass. That doesn't sound
good. The High Church Mountain Farmers Co-op will be sponsoring the Farmers Market again this season. The first market is Saturday and Sunday, March 14th through 15th from 9 to 6.
Cool.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know why he worded it this way. I'll have to ask him that while we're eating pie.
Yeah.
It's not like it's ever been anywhere else in my lifetime. The Old Stable Herbiary and Hedgery has new herbal blends for teas, herbal cigarettes, and smoke cleansing available.
Wait. It sounds like stuff that you're doing. You're always about this fucking herbal cigarette bullshit.
Have you not listened to We Just Made the List from last week either? What
no,
have you been doing?
That's nobody's business.
All right. You do realize that I own it at this point, don't
what
you?
What the fuck? Why did you buy that?
Because it's
fun. Uh-huh. A waste of money?
No. So far, we've actually doubled.
How?
I don't know. People like shit. I don't know. Tom grows most of it. I guess people want to eat it.
Want to eat it. Yep.
Well, there's like
you know what I like to do in my fun time? I like to eat herbal cigarettes. That's what I like to do.
You do like to smoke some.
They're good. I'm not saying that I would sell the shit because I would probably get framed from some bullshit. It's not my fault for once.
When is it ever not your fault?
It's not.
Alleyway Apothecary and Magical Emporium will be hosting a full moon circle on March 9th. $10 to participate. Limited spaces available. Come in to sign up. Are you going to that? You should go to that.
Why should I go to that?
So that you're not in the woods during a full moon.
Okay. I mean, again, why should I go to that?
Because it's funny to watch Ariana Harker and Tyler.
Tyler?
Yeah. You remember Tom's friend, like the kind of dumb one that like got kicked in the head, the real big one?
Oh, God. Yes.
I mean, he's not that dumb, but
He got kicked in the head. He's pretty dumb.
They've been flirting recently, and it's kind of adorable.
Jesus.
So no, you can go for the gossip column for next week.
You have talked me out of going. I'm going in the woods.
No, you're not. Yeah. You'll get eaten. Missing persons and abandoned vehicles.
Why would I get eaten?
We can talk about that later.
Okay, sure.
I don't know. Maybe because my uncle has been telling everyone there's fucking wolves in the woods.
Oh, bring a gun.
I don't think it's going to go well for you.
I mean, I'll be fine.
You're drunk most of the time. How are you going to shoot it?
I'll be fine. It typically works out. Nobody dies.
I I feel like we have direct evidence to the contrary of that.
I'm sorry, what? No, nobody dies.
Okay. Well, this is from the desk of Sheriff Gerald K. Balins. If anyone has any information or contact with an H.W. Royce, please contact the sheriff's office immediately, Ben.
I mean, I think I saw the guy. I'm not sure.
That would be grounds.
Is it? I don't think it's concrete.
I think it is. Any abandoned vehicles found on High Church Mountain are to be reported to Sheriff Balins immediately. Hiking trails are still suspended for the winter.
Well, good thing I don't care about those.
Just don't leave your car on the side of the road.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not dumb. Are more people getting lost?
He won't really talk about it.
Of course he won't talk about it.
But
confidentiality agreement
that I get, considering he's missed, like, weekly dinners for the past month, the consensus I get is yes.
Probably.
Or that they're finding vehicles and no people.
That sounds like free cars. If someone, like, somebody just leaves a Ferrari out on the bridge, hell yeah, that's mine.
I don't think anybody in Tallulah Falls, West Virginia is driving a goddamn Ferrari, except on a video game.
But think how cool it would be.
It would stick out like a sore fucking thumb.
Uh-huh, and I hope to be the
and
first
also,
one
how
there.
Would it even get up here? Like...
quickly.
Like, it would stall out. We quickly. Have a couple of events to talk about. God damn it, Ben.
I'm really sabotaging this one, ain't mine.
Pat the Librarian is hosting a readathon on Sunday, March 8th from 12 to 6. At the county library, bring a book to donate.
So they're going to read a book? They're going to read books, like, straight from 12 to 6?
I guess.
That's
this
what it sounds
the
like.
Only information he gave me.
Okay, fair enough.
The Tallulah Falls County Archives is hosting an open house event during the first Saturday market on March 7th.
We talked about that.
Yes. Come
so why are we
by.
Talking about it again?
No, this is something different.
Okay.
It just happens at the same time. You can go by the archives to see the new museum displays and learn about county history. Yes, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, I'm pretty dumb. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I do a bunch of dumb shit. It just happens to work out. Like going out in the woods. Pretty stupid, but it works out.
Well, you had a different idea of that last time. Nin wants to show us some stuff. I think she found some of the oldest versions of the Emerald Star. Oh. And she said she had something else for you.
Me?
Yeah, she wants to show you some stuff, but she said something about the obituary column. Like the old columns in the Emerald Star. I don't know, but you should probably go by there.
I mean, I'm normally gone. Can't she just, like, email this shit to, like, take a photo and send it to me?
No, you can't take pictures of these. Like, the light will damage the paper.
Okay, turn the light off.
Then you can't get a picture.
Well, if you get close enough, I imagine you could. Like, can you... Well, I guess you can't photo scan since, you know, the light will damage and whatever.
You just gotta go by there at some point. I'm gonna be going on Friday. You can go with me.
I mean, I might have plans.
What do you have plans to do on a Friday? Because you're already gonna have to be at something else on Friday. So you better damn well be here.
But
well,
me and my friend Whiskey would like to hang out. That's pretty fun.
You can hang out with Whiskey on Saturday. Because Friday, a black metal cover band called Brain Stew is at Dusty's.
Oh my god, yes! Yeah, Charlie's going to be pissed.
From 8 to midnight.
Wait, you said Brain Stew?
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to do Mayhem songs, aren't they?
I don't know. I just found them on Instagram.
I'm so excited. Did you bring them here?
Well, I told Charlie he should book them. And he went with it. And Ford wants to see how far this will go.
Oh, my God. This is going to be
But
great.
He has special drinks in mind. And like, it's going to be a thing.
I hope it's not, you know, soup.
Well, we'll see about that. Uh-oh. But we could just go to the library before that and then eat at Dusty's before everything goes crazy. It burn down? I don't know.
Nope, I'm going to be doing the burning down. That'll be fun.
Charlie will kill you.
I think life's just not a long one.
So our Towny Callout of the Week is a little different this week because we did have a submission, but I decided to say, fuck it.
Oh, so you missed it.
So our submission was that Louisa wants to call out everyone who has left the Chess Creek Family Church following the fist fight incident.
Yes, leave it to the cult of the dead Jewish carpenter to have a fist fight.
So we are ignoring her request.
Good!
And instead, we're calling her out for stalking you.
Oh, this is like Christmas to me now. This is awesome.
Well, take considering that, you fucking missed Christmas, I feel like this is appropriate.
Well, this has been a really good episode. I really like this one.
Ironic, considering the retrograde is usually horrible.
Oh, well, it's worst is that from List.
That is fair.
It kills his ass. More than once.
All right.
What? This is probably number 6 since he's been aware of it.
Probably.
God damn. Anyway, everybody, remember to follow the Emerald Star. And is there anything else we need to talk about? Oh, you should make sure to listen to our friend Zach and Cassie, their wrestling show. We just made this podcast about wrestling. You can follow us on at Liminal Tales on Instagram. Is there a Twitter?
No, there's no Twitter unless you learned how to make one.
That's really funny there.
Be nice on Instagram. The Instagram is run by my dad.
Yeah, can't be a dick. So, my buddies out there, please don't. I'm pretty sure.
There was one other thing.
Uh-oh.
Derry Phelps needs a babysitter.
Oh, hey, I forgot about that car. Yeah, he does.
All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye, guys.